Good afternoon. We will now call the May 23rd, 2023 regular meeting for the Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission to order. We'll pause for a moment for our invocation and then we'll proceed into the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, so for staff, petitioners, and members of the public who are participating in today's meeting, our procedures will be as follows. The agenda is broken down into several parts. First, notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Next, the consent agenda, which consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendation, and there are no known objections. Then will be followed by the regular business, old business, and then the adjournment. For each item on the regular business, the staff will make a presentation, and the staff will be followed by a presentation by the petitioner should they elect to do so. The petitioner will be allotted a time frame of no more than 20 minutes. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner or staff for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for the public. If you wish to comment on the item that the board is considering at the time, members of the public that are in person must fill out a speaker card and give it to staff. If you are participating virtually, use the raise your hand feature in the control panel and then wait until you are acknowledged. Do not use the feature until the item you want to comment on is being considered. At the appropriate time, you will be recognized and staff will unmute your microphone, and please make sure that you also unmute your microphone. At the end of your allotted time, as determined by the chair, your microphone will be muted and the chair will recognize the next speaker. The total public comment time will be equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, it is important that you use the raise your hand feature during the hearing on that item if you want to speak on that petition. Once the floor is closed for public comment on the petition, no additional public speakers will be allowed. If you are not certain you want to speak, still use the raise your hand feature, or if you're in person, still fill out the speaker card and you will have the option to decline once your name is called. After public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for rebuttal and then additional needed questions by the board. And finally, the board will take action. Okay, so we'll move into the agenda. And the first item on the next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda.
Cole's motion to approve.
Noah's second.
We got a motion on the floor made by Mr. Cole's and seconded by Mr. Noah to approve the agenda. If there is no discussion on that, we'll do a voice vote. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved. Now we move on to the next item, and that is notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. There are none listed. Next item on the agenda is items requested to be removed from the final agenda. And for the record, I will read those. One is zoning map amendment, petition number 23-001-408-ZA at 810 East Broad Street, 613 to 623 East Gwinnett Street, 610 to 614 East Bolton Street, and that is a rezone from a TC2 to a DX. And the next item is a map amendment, six parcels on Durant Avenue. It's a rezone from RSF6 to a OIE. And that petition number is 23-000-304-ZA. Next item is a zoning map amendment at 1111. That's the easiest way. Sorry about that. 1111 Bradley Boulevard. That petition number is Z-0423-000373. And that is a rezone from RA to a BN. And then lastly on these items requested to be removed from the final agenda is a tricentennial Comprehensive Plan Amendment, Future Land Use Map for 343 Buckhalter Road. And that petition number is 23-002328-ZA. We'll now have entertain a motion to have these items removed.
Cole's motion to remove items 1, 3, 4.
Noah's second.
All right. Motion's on the floor made by Mr. Coles and seconded by Mr. Noah to remove these items as requested. If there's no discussion, we'll have a voice vote. All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Motion carries and these items are removed from the final agenda. Next, we'll go on to items requested to be withdrawn. There are none listed. Next, we'll move into the consent agenda. The consent agenda items consist of items for which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendation and for which no known objections have been identified nor anticipated by staff. Any objections raised at the meeting will result in the item being moved to the regular agenda. The items listed on the consent agenda are approval of the April 11th, 2023 meeting minutes, and then the approval of the May 2nd, 2023 meeting minutes. Any discussion on that? All right. We'll entertain a motion.
Cole's motion to approve the consent agenda.
Noah's second.
All right. Motion on the floor made by Mr. Coles and seconded by Mr. Noah. If there's no discussion, we'll do a voice vote for this as well. All in favor? Any opposed? Okay, motion carries and it is, and the consent agenda is approved. If anyone is online or present that was here regarding the items on the items requested to be removed from the final agenda or the consent agenda, you may leave or stay at your leisure. Okay. Now we're going to the next item on the agenda and that is old business. There's none listed, which brings us to our regular agenda. And that the item there is the special use permit, and that is for 410 East 37th Street, a special use permit request for a restaurant with accessory alcohol sales. And that petition number is 23-001765-ZBA. Ms. Leto.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Commissioners. Melissa Leto, MPC staff. The petitioner is requesting a special use pursuant to Section 3.10 of the Savannah Zoning Ordinance to establish an accessory alcohol sales within a restaurant. This is the it was a gas station at one point it was built in 1927 and is a contributing resource to within the Thomas Square Streetcar National Register Historic District and the local Streetcar Historic District. The service station was originally constructed as a golf service station prototype. Additions date from 1954 through 1973. There was a COA that was approved to rehabilitate the historic service station on February 24th, 2021, and was also approved for a 6-month extension for the previously approved certificate of appropriateness. The subject parcel is triangular with streets on two sides. Let's see if I can, there wasn't a map. It is on two sides is East 37th Street and Price Street and abuts the railroad right away. The parcel measures approximately 0.08 acres or 3,484 square feet in lot area and contains approximately 76 feet of frontage on East 37th Street and 101 feet along Price Street and 123 feet in front of the railroad right away. Property is zoned TC1, traditional commercial. Petitioner intends to rehabilitate the building into a small restaurant with prepackaged food items, sell convenience store items with locally made products, and would be providing outdoor seating. Petitioner is requesting the special use to allow accessory alcohol sales within the restaurant, specifically beer and wine only. The properties surrounding the subject parcel are mostly commercial on the edges of Price Street and East 37th Street with residential single-family, duplex, and multifamily uses. On May 16th, I'd like to tell you that the petitioner presented the proposed Baby's General Store restaurant to the Thomas Square Neighborhood Association. Over 50 people were in attendance, and the item was well received. So far, we have received at least about 29 letters of support and no objections. This is a proposed rendering with outdoor seating in the front. And I believe I have, another view. So where you see the black cart, there are three existing parking spaces for the property. One will be dedicated to whenever a food truck arrives as a guest food truck for the venue. They will be parking in one of the parking spaces. Also, one parking space will have to be ADA accessible. The applicant provided a floor plan of what the interior of the building will be. They will have a bathroom, a cooler area, areas for like, cause they're proposing to have hours from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. So they'll be providing breakfast, lunch, and dinner items, and then with the occasional food trucks as guests for freshly cooked meals. They also, with the special use permit, if approved, would be allowed to have beer and wine with an accessory to their restaurant use. That would be one of their slushy machines will include a wine component. Others will be coffee-related and juice-related. But they will be selling canned craft beers as well. I'd like to say that the structure has enough interior square footage to accommodate the general store restaurant with accessory alcohol sales. The interior space is approximately 292 square feet, and the outdoor seating area is approximately 300 square feet under the covered patio space. Per section 9.3.7.D, no minimum parking is required. The parcel includes three off-street parking spaces that I mentioned. Petitioner is proposing to have a guest food truck appear on site for additional meal options and park in one of the parking spaces available. Petitioner has also applied for a bike rack permit from the City of Savannah, and there is a significant amount of on-street parking immediately around, including Ware Street adjacent to Price Street. And then here is staff's recommendation. Based on the compatibility with the comprehensive plan and the ability to meet the criteria for a special use permit, staff recommends approval with three conditions. One, the special use permit shall be non-transferable. Two, accessory alcohol sales for beer and wine only. And three, operational hours shall be from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. I am here and also the petitioner and the property owners as well.
Thank you, Ms. Leto. Any questions for staff? All right. We'll hear from the petitioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Robert McCorkle from the law firm McCorkle Johnson McCoy, here today on behalf of the property owners. Melissa did an excellent job of describing the project itself. My clients, Chris and David, are both here today. They also own Mood Rights and Over Yonder, which is also in the Mid-City District. So, and David actually lives diagonally across the street from this and is an immediate neighbor and a resident of Mid-City. And so they are not only Mid-City residents, but business owners and are well-invested and experienced operators inside the district. The property is zoned TC1. Just wanted to make a note, the use that they're making out of it is allowed by right, as far as the business model they are having is allowed by right. The reason we're here today is simply for the special use to allow for the accessory alcohol sales, which in Mid-City, all businesses require a special use approval for any alcohol sales, no matter where it's located, no matter what the business is, which is the limited kind of reason we're here today. As mentioned by Melissa, this building is in a terrible state of disrepair. And one of the great things about this project is it's been sitting there empty for a long time, and the neighbors really want it put something there that'll be useful to the neighborhood and to save the building before it gets to a point where it has to be torn down, which is getting relatively close to where it is now. This is another picture up close of it for you. As mentioned, you know, the concept is, these are just some pictures I had of the commercial corner there on all the properties on the corner they're located on are all commercial in nature. They don't have any immediate residential neighbors. They are building a three-story apartment complex immediately behind them on the other side of the train tracks. But, you know, the business model is a little unusual. We spent a lot of time explaining what it is that we're doing. People probably think about a bodega if you've been to New York and other areas like that, but it's also an area where you're going to be able to eat on site and drink on site. And so it's a little bit of a hybrid. You know, they're thinking well-curated goods, specifically chosen items. You'll be able to pop in there and get a newspaper or a toothbrush if you need it. And you'll also be able to come in the morning and get coffee and baked goods. And then they'll have prepackaged sandwiches, meats and cheeses. They'll have opportunities for farmer market type folks to come and visit and sell local goods on the site. But they want people to be able to, you know, buy a six pack of local craft beer or sit outside in the tables underneath the overhang and eat it. And drink it if they want to, or take it to grab and go. They anticipate primarily that most of their customers will be on foot or on bike. And it is truly designed to serve the neighborhood. It is a tiny building. It is 300 square feet or less inside and 300 square feet or less under the overhang. So we are talking about an incredibly small space. But it could do big things for the folks that live immediately in that area. We met with the Neighborhood Association board on site, walked the site with them, talked to them about what we were going to do to address any issues. We also had a neighborhood attended the Thomas Square neighborhood meeting on May 16th, took questions from the crowd. We didn't have any negative questions. We heard nothing but positive feedback. I believe Melissa's mentioned we also had 30 letters of support without any letters against of what we're doing. And so, we agree to staff's requirements or conditions to the approval, the hours of operation, the limitation of beer and wine, all of those things are fine. And with that, we just ask that you would support staff's recommendation for approval.
Thank you, Mr. McCorkle. Any questions for the petitioner?
The little question about the railroad right-of-way is, are we outside of the railroad right-of-way?
We are outside of the railroad right-of-way where the building is currently located. We're trying to have some discussions with the railroad right-of-way about our ability to have a walk-in cooler in the back there that may infringe in their right-of-way, but we're having that discussion with them.
Okay. So before you put that in, you get their permission, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Anything else? Pretty straightforward one, looks like. All right. Thank you, Mr. McCorkle.
Thank you.
All right. Any members of the public wish to speak on this petition? Looks like we're in the clear, so if the board has no discussion, we'll entertain a vote.
Cole's motion to approve the staff's recommendation with the conditions.
No, it's second.
All right, motion on the floor made by Mr. Coles and seconded by Mr. Noah to approve with staff's recommendations. If there's no discussion on that motion, we will entertain a vote. Mr. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Ms. Epstein?
Yes.
Ms. Jarrett?
Yes.
Mr. Melder? Mr. Noah?
Yes.
Mr. Kegler?
Yes.
Mr. Welch?
Yes.
Mr. Wildwoody?
Yes.
I vote yes as well. Motion carries and the petition is approved. No problem. You guys have a good one. All right. So we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. That's presentations. There are none listed. So we'll now go into the other business. And there's one item there, and that is the MPC summer hours. I said Mark Marcus said, Mr. Lawson, that's going to be you, our executive director.
Hi, Melanie Wilson, executive director. I wanted to make sure that the public knew that we were moving toward having summer hours starting on June the 5th. Ending right after Labor Day, and those hours are from 8. No, I can't hold it with my pinky.
Marcus,
that's fine. Basically, the hours are going to be from 8 until 5:15 on Monday. Okay. 8 until 5:15 on Monday to okay. It's 8:30 to 5:15 on Monday. Tuesday through Wednesday it'll be 8 until 5:15, and then on Friday it'll be 8 until noon. And
here, it's not on there.
So anyway, those are what the proposed summer hours are going to be. We have done this. This would be the third year that we would have summer hours. We started this pre-COVID because a lot of the engineers and architectural firms on a similar schedule, and those are generally who we deal with. If somebody has a meeting that they would like to have later on Fridays, for example, like at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, then all we would do is ask that they make call the staff and make an appointment so that we can be here to meet with them. So we still want to be able to provide service, especially if somebody has a client coming in from out of town. We had to do that probably two or three times last summer. But other than that, just wanted to make sure that we let you all know that that was the case with regards to the proposed change hours.
Thank you. Any discussion or questions for staff on these proposed hours? Ms. Epstein?
What accounts for the difference on Monday? Why half an hour later than the other days of the week?
Well, basically, it was basically getting to the 37.5.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Anything further? All right. Thank you. We don't have to take action on that, correct?
No, it was basically an informational item. Yeah,
making sure.
It was something that we discussed actually several years back in personnel committee that we would try to do that in the summers.
All right, that works. We appreciate it. And I'll just add one more quick time. We brought it up in the pre-meeting. Again, we are discussing addressing some modifications to our bylaws. We have all been emailed the bylaws with red lines that's suggested or recommended by staff. If you have any further recommendations or concerns that you would like to raise regarding the bylaws, we ask that you have those in by the end of next week. I will send out an email to all board members to reiterate what I'm stating now, and everybody has a date certain that they can reference. But if we would hopefully wrap those recommendations and such up by that date, that would be greatly appreciated so that we can go ahead and take action to make the necessary modifications to update our bylaws to allow us to operate more effectively and efficiently. I will give the specific instructions as to how the preferred method of delivery of your comments and concerns are in the email so that everybody has, we're all on the same sheet of music. All right. And if that's the case, we'll move on. There is no executive session today, so we will.
Motion to adjourn, Coles.
Thank you, sir. Adjourn.